Mornings on KDK. And joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Dave Spiegelmeyer. He's the Marcellus Shale Coalition president. And there's a major, major event going on today regarding the future of Western Pennsylvania. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Paul. Glad to be with you this morning, guys.
So you're having a big virtual conference, but you will have a major guest in person, correct?
Yeah, the Secretary of Energy, Dan Briette, is going to be joining the region today. We're very highly focused on what's happening to the west of Pittsburgh and our petrochemical complex and the ability to create jobs and economic opportunity for Western Pennsylvania. Let's face it, we've spent the last 3 or 4 decades talking about the decline of manufacturing in our region, and I think in the last few years, and now the future looks much brighter in the area of manufacturing. I think it's fair to say that we've got a birth announcement on its way with new jobs and new opportunity being created by what's being invested at the Royal Dutch Shell facility just to the west of Pittsburgh.
And that's what the event's going to be about, is being able to tour that, the cracker plant and all of the jobs that it's going to create and everything else.
So, Paul, it's not just about that. I think with the Secretary's focus, I mean, there's been visits already about the jobs that have been generated, more than 7,000 building trades jobs that have been developed at that site over the last 3 years of its construction. I think that today's focus and the heightened focus over the next, you know, year to several years is going to be the downstream manufacturing that can flow from that. So you know, once you get the petrochemical project complete, what kind of jobs are going to be generated in the manufacturing sector? They'll use some of the products that are being produced at that location.
Almost like a trickle-down thing.
Absolutely, Kevin.
I remember when the mills closed, and so did all the carpet shops and the donut shops and the small construction companies. I mean, everybody was greatly affected that. So you're doing that in reverse right now with the Shell cracker plant in Beaver County, and that is one of the world's largest construction projects right now.
That's absolutely correct. And again, and as I said earlier, we spent 3 decades talking about the death of the steel industry in Pennsylvania. And today we're writing birth announcements for new manufacturing related to plastics. And, you know, a lot of folks say we don't need more plastics, but plastics touch our lives. And every day you walk into an emergency room and you see pretty quickly the life-sustaining products that are there in front of you that are manufactured through the use of plastics. We do need to do that responsibly, of course, but plastics change our lives in so many ways, and we're going to develop those products here and not somewhere else, especially outside of our country.
Well, that's the thing. Is there are there other planned places, you know, the plants that are going to be opening, things of the such? I mean, is this in the works for the next few years here?
Absolutely. I think you'll see downstream manufacturing, meaning businesses that use those plastic products, the plastic resins that are being developed at that plant, they'll use those products to create new jobs and create products that we use every single day. I think we already have 70% of American plastic manufacturers are within 700 miles of Pittsburgh. So having those feedstocks available in Western Pennsylvania means a big deal, about 1.7%, I believe, on the cost of goods sold right up front, just on the transportation of those products is a savings because of that plant itself. But, you know, we also got a conference coming up here at the end of the month. We're going to focus on, you know, the downstream, you know, products that are produced already here in our region. We've got the president of Lanxess Corporation here in Pittsburgh. We've got the president CEO of the Plastics Industry Association. The Chemical Industry Council president is going to be joining us. We've got Mark Mills, who's with the Manhattan Institute, going to talk a little bit about the new Green Deal and the reality of being able to have reliable and abundant and affordable energy available to us every single day and the role that natural gas plays in that. So we're pretty excited. We've got 2 U.S. sitting senators. We will have the Secretary of Energy speak at our conference coming up on the 29th of September. You know, we're excited about the fact that have invited both Vice President and candidate for President Biden and President Trump to speak. We heard last week that it looks like the president will likely address our conference virtually, so we're pretty excited about that. We haven't heard back yet on yay or nay and whether Vice President Biden will speak to us or not. But we got a lot of focus, including labor leaders from the region that will talk about the jobs being generated, you know, not only in our space directly, but when you start to look at the fact that, you know, we've developed a couple of major power plants that are built on natural gas here in the region over in Westmoreland County. Those are huge jobs for our building tradesmen and women, and energy being produced here in Pennsylvania is like the straw being spun into gold for our labor industry, and we're really close and working close with those guys every single day.
Dave Spiegelmeyer, the Marcellus Shale Coalition president, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. You have an all-star guest list, obviously, as you just mentioned. Politics does play a role, though. I mean, are some people getting a little nervous because of some comments that various politicians are making as the race for the White House heats up? I know the president is always promoted energy independence, as it is in your corner, but what about the contender?
I think that's why we're trying to shine a light on some of the policies that are being embraced, Kevin. If you take a look at California, California's already gone to kind of their version of the new Green Deal, and what's the experience yielding? It's yielding brownouts and blackouts in parts of California, telling folks that they got to curb their electric usage. And we're not saying there's not a place for renewables. There certainly is. But I would say that there's no better partner for renewables than natural gas. You need baseload fuels to make sure that you don't lose the reliability and the affordability that consumers expect from their electricity. When you turn that switch on in the morning or in the afternoon or in the heat of the day, you expect power to come to to come to whatever you're using. So we want to make sure that's not jeopardized, not only here in Pennsylvania, but across America. And natural gas is the wonderful partner for renewables to make sure that we don't give up reliability and the affordability that the consumers enjoy today.
Dave Spiegelmeyer, thank you so much. You have continued success coming up in the future. You have a huge couple of days coming up here, and the Secretary of Energy, you're going to give him a tour of the Shell ethane cracker plant in Beaver County today. So congratulations on your success so far and continued success in the future, and thanks for joining KDKA.
Kevin and Paul, it's been good being with